I'm Bob Gribble of Phenomena Research in Seattle, and I wonder if we could impose upon you again to get a description of the object you saw on the night of the 13th.
Oh, right. Okay. That was last Friday. Right. Okay. The best way for me to describe it, the original orange light that I saw was cone-shaped and tilted. And while I turned the lights off to make sure it wasn't a reflection, and went back to the center window, and I thought, well, somebody in West Seattle must be having some kind of a light show. So I was, while I was dialing, trying to get through to King to find out, you know, if anything was going on, I looked out again, and I saw another orange light. This one, the shape was more flat, same sort of an orange tone like you'd see on a bright sunset, and the bright tip of this orange light, the flatter one on the bottom, was touching the round coned end of the previous orange light.
Yes.
And I blinked and I shook my head and flashed the lights and, you know, went through all sorts of hoorah here. And so then the line, while I was doing this, I was trying to get through to King and the line was busy. So I called again. I went, my phone cord's kind of short, so I have to leave the window. So I strained my neck and dragged the phone as far as I could while I was dialing. And in this short period of time, the one on the bottom had shrunk. And then when I got through on King, they said, well, call the newsroom. So they gave me another number. I went back to the window again. The bottom one was gone. And the original cone, which was tilted, was now straight up and down.
Uh-huh.
Then I got through to King, and I went through my spiel asking about, you know, was West Seattle or that, approximately that area having any kind of a grand opening or, you know, to have spotlights or kind of a West Seattle arts festival or anything that we have any reason to have any having anything to do with spotlights in the sky or anything. And the guy kind of laughed at me. He said, no, you know. And so by this time, I stuck back, and it was gone. Everything was gone. So he said that I should call, you know, the UFO because they're interested in this sort of thing. And I thought, well, gee, you know, I thought, well, if somebody else has reported seeing these orange lights, then it'll give me some peace of mind. And I was up to Whidbey Island. I asked people up there on Whidbey Island if anybody saw anything. And so far, I'm the only one that seems to have seen these orange lights, and I'm getting, her, you know, harassed by my friends. You're seeing things now that you're over 30, you know. You know, now that you're over 30, kid, you know, this is just the beginning. Senility sets in and then rickets, you know. But it was really spooky. My cottage faces east, west, and I would say, you know, 90% of the time that I'm home, I have one eye half on the television set, and the rest of the time I'm watching the lake and the sailboats and the planes take off and land and all this kind of stuff. So
yes.
I know when I see reflections and I know when it's lights from planes and this sort of thing. And this was the most unusual sighting of light formations that I've ever seen. It had no form really as such. You know, I didn't see any round object or creature shape or anything else. It was just kind of like a cone shape. And the other one, like I say, it was even less descriptive other than just a squatty, rectangular-type light.
Yes.
So, you know, that's about as descriptive as I can be for, you know, I don't think the whole thing lasted over about 8 to 10 minutes maximum time.
Now, you said that the first object was tilted when you first saw it.
Right.
Do you have any idea of what degree of tilt?
Well, I'm looking at my hand. Okay, if you were to have your hand palm facing left and top side of hand facing right, you know, with the fingers straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you were to turn your hand at an angle of like about 11 o'clock, about 11 o'clock or 5 minutes to 5, which are, you know, about 5 minutes to 5 angle.
That's about a 55 degree.
Yeah. And then the last time I saw it, it was basically straight up and down.
Uh-huh. And had it changed its shape any the last time you saw it?
Yeah. Well, let me think about that seriously. The thing that went through my mind when I saw the two of them intersected would be if you were to draw the old-fashioned kind of a balloon that they filmed around the world in 80 days type thing.
Yes.
Okay, if you were to take the band that goes across the bottom and to take the same cone shape and take and draw that around the top right side of the balloon and then black out the rest, that would be about the formation that that it formed. And I thought, well, now maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was somebody in a balloon and the lights were on just that part of it. But then, like I say, when the bottom light disappeared and that little orange stream was still left, I kind of decided that couldn't be it. But as far as the actual changing shape, that I'm not too clear on. It seemed to me it was kind of pooched out a little more on the left and straighter on the right-hand side.
The apex was down.
Right.
Uh-huh. How about colored lights? Anything like that on it?
No. It was just a solid gold, kind of a solid reddish-orange color that you'd have in a sunset.
Okay.
More orange than red.
Well, you might be interested in knowing that that same night, a lady in Ballard reported approximately 11:30, 5 to 6 moving rectangular-shaped light objects.
I'll be darned. Good.
These were traveling from north to south at the time that she saw them, so they may be associated with what you saw, too.
Yeah, because this would have had to have been, let's say, I was watching the 11 o'clock news on King, and Ray McMacken was given the sport, so it had to be from the first time I saw it till the time that I finally got through. Would have been about from 10 after 11 to 20 after 11, approximately right in there that I saw it somewhere within that time period.
Okay.
But, you know, I've really gotten quite the razzing in the last few days. You know, anytime I say something about having a lapse of memory, or somebody will say, do you remember talking to so-and-so, or do you remember the conversation or something? And it may be one of those days, you know, where the husband kind of tunes the wife out, you know. Oh, I have these same instances with my family where, you know, you've heard the same thing over, so you kind of tune them out. So they'd say, well, you know, this is just another sign. You're over 30. You're going down the hill. And I've really gotten quite the razzing. And, well, the birds are talking to you. It's probably like when you saw those orange lights, right? You know. So I get thinking, oh, please, somebody please tell me that they saw them too, so I don't think I'm losing my mind. But she saw 5 or 6.
Right.
I'll be darned. Well, it looked like it, you know, like I say, in the general vicinity of West Seattle from where I was sitting.
Yes.
Because I looked basically at Mercer Island, right about where the shopping center area, the business district of Mercer Island is.
I see.
And it was just, you know, basically just what would look above that, but I knew, you know, that I had to be further towards the mountains.
Now, in the event you should see anything again in the future, we'd like to hear from you, but we have a new number I think you should have.
Oh, okay, just 1 second here. Where's my pencil? My dog's laying on it. Just a second. I will write this down in my little brown book that I have on my person at all times, because, you know, I don't know if I'm a believer or not a believer. You know, there are a lot of phenomena that have and have not been explained. And God said he created the heavens and the earth, but like at the thing we say in our family, there's no place in the Bible that he doesn't say that he couldn't have created another system someplace else.
Right.
And so there is a reason to have a questioning mind and consider that it's you know, within the realm of possibility.
Right.
So I will definitely keep this number, and if I see anything similar to this that I recognize as being, you know, not a reflection off of city lights from the center or airplane lights or what have you, I'll definitely call.
Fine. We appreciate your calling, and feel free to call anytime.
Great, and thank you for reassuring me that somebody else did see it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.